So I call to order the April 18th, 2017 Special Projects Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District. To order, Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Member Brooks?
Present.
Member Gaines?
Present.
Chair Lerman?
Here.
Also in attendance, Commissioner Platnick?
Here.
And Commissioner Underdunk?
Here.
So it is 6:03 p.m. And we're going to discuss the lakefront park and design. Jenny sent out a packet, and in the back of the packet there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 discussion points and three questions. So
in the spirit of Passover,
we have three, but we're going to do three questions. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to talk a little bit about the what we saw. Everybody will get a chance to speak multiple times if necessary. I'm going to try to keep this meeting to an hour because we have the board meeting that starts at 7, and then the last 10 minutes or so we'll kind of wrap it up, come to some sort of consensus. And what staff would like us to do is provide some direction in terms of how to move forward. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Lisa and Chris.
Excellent. So, as you know, Altman New presented at our last committee meeting really more of like a master plan for Lakefront Park. So if, as you recall, in our original budget, we called for redoing the playground, tennis courts, and pathways to look at those. And in the discussions at our public meetings, it was obvious to Altman New that really the community was looking for maybe an overall master plan. So the idea they brought forth was a concept for the whole park. Which is good to plan in those phases. So we'll talk about how we're, what, if we want to phase this in, what we want to do. But some of the things that I would like to have the board discuss and kind of get firm so we can continue planning and get this, these ideas out in the community is some of these things. So I just threw up these as discussion points. So overall, what did you guys think of the whole overall master plan for the park?
So take it one at a time. So I will start to my right with Commissioner Brooks.
Well, you know, I could say what I think about it overall, but I think it would include comments about every single thing you put.
So do we want to do that? Those other, do you want to do the other bullet points first, and then we can go back into the overall?
I really think they're all part of the same discussion for me, for just the way I think they are. But
So you want to go to number two?
They're so interconnected.
I totally agree.
You say, should we take up the tennis courts? Well, it's part of a larger discussion about lots of other issues.
So why don't we go to number two, and then you guys can kind of pick and choose which ones you want to do, and we'll come back and
And go ahead and put in, you know, if you, when you're talking about tennis courts, if you have to bring in other things, go ahead and do so. So let's go to,
Go through all five of those bullet points.
Okay.
What do you think of the plan?
Yeah.
Should we keep the tennis courts?
Yeah.
Should you like a traditional playground or no playground? Which entrance points do you like the best, and any other items you'd like to discuss? So those are more operational things. And then we have some broader issues, which is the next page.
And so next page.
I thought this was framed very well, but
did you want me to go to the next page?
Yes, please.
Something to think about.
So the next thing is something to think about. So as we talked about, you know, we had phase one of this park in the budget. So we have about $455 for phase one. What we want to talk about is, do you want to do this park in phases? Okay. Second question is, do you want to go out and look for possibly private donors to do this project in its entirety at one time? The other option could also be, should we do a referendum for this project to do it all at one time, and then also roll in the bluff work also? Keeping in mind, we have no idea how much the bluff work will cost until we do that engineering study.
So this page is sequencing and timing, and overall approach for financing. So we got a couple things. We have operational questions on the first page, and then we have sequencing, financing, and timing on the second page.
Yeah, so let's go back to the park
in general. With it, we'll start off with just kind of general comments, and you know, we'll kind of, hopefully you'll cover some or most of these, and then we can always come back and end. So start to my right, and we'll go down.
All right, I would like to start. I looked through the plan in the order that I saw it in the packet. And the first issue I see are the entrance points, which is on here, the entrance points on the west side, the northwest and the southwest.
Okay. Do you want me to go to that plan?
That would be really helpful.
Okay, good.
This
I can
is
do
my
that.
Feeling about those two. They are what I would consider residential entry points. My
Like this one?
Yeah. No.
That's southeast? Okay.
Yeah, that's east. So it would be
west.
Oh, there you go.
Like that.
Okay.
That's Hazel.
Do you want to go look at the,
yes.
the ones
okay.
that are... Okay, so there's
so
two.
So that would be what I consider a more of a residential entry point. This is what I've
like
observed
now.
At the beach. That right there will become a, I'm predicting it, a pickup drop-off traffic problem. Because people will say, wait for me over there, and then the cars will stop, they'll unload, they will put their blinkers on and kind of let the car engine run. And the object of going to this park, for the most part, are the vistas of the open space and the vistas of the lake. That particular spot right there, if you sit on those walls, allows you to look outward, for the most part, and at people's houses. So I'm not objecting to making those two corners better than they are now and more welcoming. I don't think they justify the sort of plan that I see here.
The slate and
the large kind of big come on in, because one of the things that it's saying is come on in, and people take a few steps in and say, where am I going? Am I supposed to walk in among the trees? And that's an idea, but generally, which is what desire paths are all about, generally people enter something to get to somewhere. And it's possible that the plan in general is not fully fleshed out enough. We don't have seating, we don't have bike racks, we don't have...
Oh, that's all true. Yeah, we didn't get in the weeds yet.
Those elements that I know, and I asked about it at the meeting, but those elements are crucial to understanding how the park's going to be used. So
okay.
I feel without them, it's difficult for me to agree to a plan.
Okay, that's totally, yeah.
The other two entry points, which I totally understand should be more beautiful and more welcoming, if you look at them, the one difference between what exists now and what the plan suggests is moving those two trees to the right that are near the bike rack, sort of moving those, building a wall, and changing the surface. And what else is missing?
The playground.
The kiosk and the bike rack. So again, we have no bike rack. So where would that, that's seen as an obstruction to entrance, but we still need a bike rack. So I'm still not sure exactly how it's going to function. So it looks beautiful, but does it function? We still need signage. I think Aaron would be with me on this. We still need signage, and we still need a place for people, because that's a really heavily used area for bikes. So again, what I observe at the beach is cars come, and in spite of the signage, they pull up, they let their engine run, they get out, they go to the observation deck, they hang out there for a while, or they let their kids out, or they wait for their kids to come up, and it becomes, in spite of, you know, maybe our efforts to put a sign, don't park here, it will become maybe a problem with cars. So that's something that I want, you know,
it's
to
true.
Just get out there. So those are my entry point comments.
Keep going?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay, all right. And I don't mean to be a, you know, Debbie
No, these
Downer,
are great.
But, you know, I do think wall sitting is a really great thing, and it's certainly a nice place to sit, but I do believe that it's going to be a place where people wait to get in a car. That's a bit of a concern. Now, scattering the play elements, the play structures throughout the park. Having raised three kids, separated in age by 8 years, my experience with this would be, it would be great if you just had one kid, but if you have more than one kid and you're in a park with this much geography, this much real estate, and you're on one of those pieces and your five-year-old decides they really want to go on the other piece, what are you going to do? You're going to be with one kid at one place, and then your other kid's going to go take off for the other, and it's just impossible to manage. So in keeping with the theory of pastoral appearance for this park, I'm not sure I personally like the idea of scattering man-made play equipment through the park. I think it might mar the natural beauty. No matter how beautiful you make it, even if it's lovely wood, it still is a man-made structure, and I don't think it's as useful as a small play area where your kids, you're very, and remember, this is for really, really young kids, where your really young kids would be in one spot. So that's that. And as for the tennis courts, when they made the presentation, I thought, oh man, I never thought of that. I really like the idea of no tennis courts. It's like really gorgeous with all that green grass and so forth. But the more I thought of it, I thought not all tennis courts are alike.
Trying to find it.
There's something about playing tennis at the beach with the beautiful roses along one side and the lake out there that is really exquisite. It's like a gorgeous place to play. And I completely understand the data that is telling us we simply have too many tennis courts in Glencoe, and it's a sport that's waning, not waxing. And so I understand that, but you know, one of our thoughts was to try to make one or two of these courts convertible to something that's more useful for our aging population, like pickleball. And I'm still not convinced it makes sense to eliminate the tennis courts completely. I definitely can see getting rid of one of them. We certainly don't need three there. We have three, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we go down to...
But, you know, I'm not sold as I thought I would be on getting rid of the tennis courts completely, because it isn't an asset that provides recreation for people older than five. You know what I mean? Like, we do a lot in this community for playgrounds for very young kids, but we're trying to address the needs of the aging demographic, and by aging I mean like 15 years and up. And we all came to the conclusion that an adult fitness area probably wasn't appropriate there, but does that mean all we have is just playground equipment, or does it mean maybe we should reconsider those courts as something for, you know, adults? Again, I'm sounding like you're
No, you're
sorry,
not.
I got to get to something good.
Wait, you're providing some analysis.
Okay. Pickle.
All right. Okay. Oh.
Courts.
I hope it's my last thought. I'm sure you hope it is too. But the northeast court, we see this here on both of them. We see the seating area, that little brown circle.
Yes.
We see the ADA path coming off of that. And we see the most highly used entrance. We have three of the main elements all compacted into one little corner. And my thinking is that little brown circle there because that's the only place we can put it? Or is it there for some other reason? I don't understand the thinking. We already have the overlook to the north of that, where people do sit and look out over the lake. Mm-hmm. Now, in a short few steps away, we're putting our second out of two areas for people to sit. And I'm wondering if there wouldn't be, and then this very, what I consider a rather puny little ADA path that kind of winds a little bit through. So, you know, it seems like a lot compacted in a small area. You're going to enter the tennis courts, you're going to enter the park, you're going to go over to the seating area, and you're going to use the ADA path, and probably a little playground in there somewhere. So that's a lot happening in one little small area. And finally, I had hoped that we would be encouraging more walking, because that's what I see happening at that beach a lot, by allowing some kind of pathways winding in with more... A little more assertive winding through the park somewhere. Maybe starting on that bluff path and then ending on the bluff path, but a little more than that tiny little ADA path out there. And, you know, although I really like the new path that's a slightly curved version of the perimeter path we have now, it still is in opposition to what the designers said they wanted, which was not to have people on the outside looking in. So we've got a perimeter path that's lovely and much nicer than what we have now, and certainly nicer for strolling, that curves a little bit as it goes around, but it's still a perimeter path. We're still not necessarily drawing people into the park. So while we have these lovely entrances on both the west corners, it doesn't lead people to anything in particular. It just sort of dumps them there. So...
Ooh, okay, so that was not... No, first of all, I want to thank you for your critical analysis
all right,
and thinking.
Sorry.
That's what we're supposed to do here, okay. Right? And
yep.
And by looking at things from all different angles, that's how we get it right the first time and we finally go. So everything is open for discussion. So thank you very much for and we'll be back to you for some of the bigger questions. So next I'm gonna call on Commissioner Gaines. Commissioner Gaines?
I would like to say I'm thrilled with your analysis. I'm thrilled with your analysis. You were clearly paying attention to everything they brought forward. And I would second and third many of the points you said. But I would prefer to back up even more to the very beginning of this and say that I was very happy with the visionary process that Alta Banu presented and engaged. Mm-hmm. Not saying I want to go anywhere with that process, but it very much encouraged me that we brought the right consultants and players to the table once we give them the parameters that we can live with. They gave us some ideas, they showed us their creative ideas and visions, but I think we have to come to some foundational agreements before we can really go forward. We have to decide, now that we have heard that this could cost far in excess of our initial budget, what do we feel about doing this in phases? If we're talking about doing this in phases, and none of this is inexpensive work, sometime in the next 5 years or so, we're going to get a good analysis of the bluff's structural integrity and what we need to do there. It could very well necessitate that we disturb some of this newly reinvented park at the tableland up top to do the bluff work we need to do. I think we need to do some analysis in short order on the status quo of the bluff. I think we need to determine which elements there might need work, which of those elements we might need to discuss with the village, because it might affect their access road and other things, and there might be some shared responsibility for some of this project. So I feel pretty strongly that we need to get an idea of what's happening with our park up at the top and the bluff, so that we know if we're going to be doing any major disruption to anything at that where they meet. If we were to envision doing this in phases without understanding what we might need to do with the bluff, we could open up the never-ending construction, mm-hmm. which isn't something we'd be real excited about. And I know our users, both local and from out of town, would be baffled by our thought process going that far. We have had some really nice successes in Glencoe in building community and governmental partnerships when we have had the time to do that. When Michelle and your son, when your two kids and my kids' exact ages were young, and we rallied all of these young 30-something parents to do Friends Park. I mean, we've all felt an ownership for Friends Park right. since that happened in 1990, whatever it was.
That's right.
I thought that was a real community building experience. I thought that the park district and the community learned a lot from the two attempts that it took to get Watts redone significantly. The second attempt being a successful referendum that was brought to fore. I would like to say that if we had time, if we expanded the timetable on this project a little bit, we could reach out to the community. And I'm not just talking about deep pockets. I'm talking about different groups that might want to assist us with financing. They might want to say, you know, we're the new grandfathers group in Glencoe, and we would like to do this play area. You know, that we're all hoping to be in that group soon, aren't we? We would like to do that. I would love to see us have the opportunity, because of time available, to develop a community partnership of some sort here. So that would require more advanced planning to do that. Those sort of things you can't hurry. So that was that. And then I would start to get into the specific points from based on their presentation that Lisa would address. And in my mind, that's a little bit putting the cart before the horse. looking at the lovely entrances at the two western corners of Park Avenue and at Hazel, I think some sort of Glencoe limestone walls of some sort, and I always sit on the wall facing the lake. I wouldn't sit on the wall.
You put your legs hanging
absolutely
that way, but yeah.
But if we're doing that, especially at the Hazel one, with that opening in the middle, I'm envisioning some sort of limestone meandering path in there, something that a wheelchair could handle, a stroller could handle. But we want to get people into the park. So we've heard from some neighbors and some community members, they didn't want to see us making a tic-tac-toe board out of this, and I certainly respect those thoughts and sentiments, but I would love to see us do something to get us into the park. People are enjoying the meandering walk from Park Avenue to Hazel through the Cock Park area, and that is working nicely. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. But the big thing is the dollars it's going to take to do this, and we want to do this right if we're going to do it. And I know in many years past when we've gone to do these sort of programs where we want to go out to the community, we typically touch on a recently retired commissioner to spearhead and lead these things. Well, no, but he's speaking to retire, and I think, we haven't talked to Seth about this at all, but I think that's just a natural segue for the next phase of his Glencoe life.
All right, so with that, I appreciate that. And
now it's your turn to talk.
Thank you for limiting that to former president. So with that, I'll do the other commissioners want to say anything. You don't have to, because that was a pretty good segue there.
That was
oops.
For once in 4 years, I have no words. So, can you flash up the questions?
I can.
So Lisa Brooks, you had a lot of, I think, good specific comments about different opportunities that they put up for it. But I just want to take a bigger step back, because I think you can sort out all those decisions once you kind of know what path we're going to go with this project. That's the bigger stuff. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, I think Altamont is just tremendous. They're a wonderful new organization to the Park District. They're bringing a lot of creativity. I think that lots of us wanted to see just something fresh and new. Lakefront Park was on the agenda for us to update. Unlike a couple of parks we have, it's not like broken,
exactly,
where we have to put tape up and close it. It's time to renovate and update. Okay. So. But I think, unfortunately for all of us, in car action, we kind of hope for a GMC maybe, right? A General Motors GMC car or truck, and we got a Maserati. Right?
Yep.
Everyone loves Maserati, but most don't drive them. Maybe terrible analogy, but it's very expensive. You know,
exactly.
It's over $1 million, and being fiscally responsible, which is, I've always been that way, I know Steve is too, is, we don't have a budget for $1 million plant today. Okay, so I would not be in favor of spending $1 million today on this park. On the other hand, we've learned this the last 4 or 5 years that I've been around. If we're going to do something, we do it right. Or we don't do it. Unless it's broken, you have to deal with it. But we have to do it right. And so your point, do we phase it? That's a great question. Okay, but we're also presented with some other issues here that complicates it, and that is, I think as we got into this park and they started looking at it, there's some problems with it. So when you go to renovate a house and you want to gut it, right, and you have this great plan and you look at it and you find, oh my God, the roof is really bad. So you can't gut the inside of the house and redo it when the roof is leaking. We have it right now. We mm-hmm. have this block problem. And so we can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. But certainly it's something that this board has got to deal with sooner than later to make, I think, a good decision and, mm-hmm. you know, how much money you want to spend, when you want to spend it, and stage it. Because quite frankly, if you build this beautiful park and we have all this flooding that's going into the park, it wouldn't be great. And then you have to spend more money to undo what you've just done. You put down these beautiful paths and then you got to tear it out. And no one wants to do that. Having said that, just a couple other comments on the question. So I'll take the easy one. Do I think we should go to referendum and, you know, raise $1 million+? No, I don't think we should do that. I think the community is already pretty well taxed. There's already other projects in the community where that's come forward in the village. We're one set of residents. It comes out of one pocketbook. Just one person's opinion. Should we seek donors, private donors for this project? Absolutely. There's no downside to that. Certainly, I would put some window on that. So the board, if that's where the board wants to go, that play is there for some period of time. And there's a red line. If we said we want to raise X dollars and we can, then great. Then the board can make the decision. But we can't hold up the renovation of this park because we're waiting and waiting and waiting. Or it'll never get done. And the calls to the park district never end. And so assuming that the bluff is not a disaster, right, can we do something in the neighborhood of that budget? And I would be in favor of something to that effect, to renovate and design this park in some way around that budget, and then see what we can do. And if, and depending on what additional monies would take to do other parts and pieces of this plan, that could be staged. And the board will have to sort out priorities. But at the end of the day, it's not broken. People go to this park, they enjoy themselves. I know Lisa, you walk through there all the time. They sit on the benches. And quite frankly, even for me, and I use that park, only after we started talking renovating did I actually look down and look at the asphalt and say, Chris, oh my God, this asphalt is terrible. Right? It's cracked. It floods a lot. But before then, I wasn't thinking about those things, and I had a wonderful time walking around the park or going there for the fireworks and sitting in the grass or, even playing on these old, crummy tennis courts. I don't see residents, complaining about the tennis, how terrible it is. And they're playing tennis. It's free. So those are my comments.
Anyway, thank you very much. Let's get...
Can I just interrupt for one moment, please? I didn't have the questions up there when I responded, so I neglected to say one thing I did want to mention to finish my comment.
Go ahead.
And that was addressing the referendum issue. I did not think that this park was appropriate for the referendum. I did have a chance to talk with Carol Mensinger about the appropriateness once we heard the dollars here. And referendum money, I think, would make more sense to come into play as we're retiring the current bonds that we have out there in a few years to redo our works, our what I call the Park District Public Works area back there. That's not a sexy thing that the community should be all excited about, like a renovated park or a new asset or facility, but it's integral to the operations of the park. That would be a more natural use for referendum type dollars.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry.
I am so sorry for being on this
page. Okay, Commissioner Brooks, yes?
There's really two screens up here. There's this, something to think about, and then there's the previous one. I think these things are tied together.
There.
We can talk about, well, let's phase this in, but what would that look like if we can't even...
Right.
We need to discuss what elements we want or don't want. So I'm confused about...
So we're going to talk about that exactly.
Okay.
I want to get Commissioner Underduck. I want to say a couple words. And then that's the discussion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I, and before Dolly starts, just just clarify one thing. Seth is completely right. There is nothing dangerous in that park as of right now.
Right.
The tennis courts aren't dangerous. We'll power wash them. They're still, not in the greatest condition. They're not dangerous.
Right.
Pathway, has cracks. It's looks bad. It's starting to decay, but it's not dangerous.
It looks natural. It doesn't look bad.
Yes. The playground, 2-3 years, maybe 1 year, we don't know with the wooden playground. It might become dangerous.
Okay.
That we
but
might
it
have
isn't
to,
right now.
But right now, okay. We did the test. It's not dangerous. So I just wanted to clarify, yes.
So, Commissioner Nick, do you have anything to add?
I have a few.
Okay, please. This is a good time.
My colleagues have covered a lot of my points that I was thinking about with respect to the referendum issue. I don't think it's time to bring that forward. With respect to the plan itself, Ultima New really got us thinking about it very creatively and the space very creatively. And it's really easy to kind of jump into, gee, this needs to go here, this needs to be moved there. But I'll call myself an infrastructuralist. And that is that we need to make sure that the foundation that we're building on is solid. And that not only relates to the bluff, but we do have some drainage issues there. We did get a kind of a mini engineering report that said there were some issues that needed to be addressed. And I'd like to make sure we, you know, no matter what we do, we're going to need to deal with those issues. That being said, there may be a few small things we can do now that would make sense, whether it's to seal coat the cracked walkway so you don't trip on it, or you know, some other things. The other thing that occurred to me is maybe there's some, we pretty much all agree that we want to open up the area. Maybe this is the time to think about maybe moving some trees a little bit to open that up, not to get in the way of anything, but trying, you know, there's a few things we can do now, I think, but I want to make sure the foundation is secure for that. I'm also a big fan of phasing. I don't think we know, you know, right now exactly what we want to do. We're going to need to talk to Alpha Manu some more about, you know, kind of what it is. And I think that we've had some very thoughtful comments on drop-off, circulation, other things. And then the other comment about the Ferrari. There may be way less expensive but still dramatic ways to get those same results. Maybe it's with landscaping or kinds of building materials. I mean, those blocks that they were recommending are just beautiful, but they're carved out of solid stone and cost a fortune. You know, maybe there's are other ways we can sort of get the look without spending so much money on this. So that's, you know, basically where I'm coming from. I also had another small concern. This was related to financing. We've got some unexpected costs coming up with respect to, I'll call them, playground rehab. I don't know what that is, but I think it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Areas that need attention in the budget.
Well, I don't know if they're unexpected. We knew we just didn't know they come this year, but we have it in the budget for yes.
We knew they were coming.
Just one this year. Yeah.
We knew they were coming.
Yeah.
But I think there's a desire to try and get those moving sooner rather than later. But that takes the money's got to come from someplace, and maybe it would. This may be one of the areas that we would look for. That would be the link from.
So,
on the other hand, if Carol's a wizard and can pull off this money from someplace else, that works for me too.
Well, no, there's no money.
All right,
we explained that last month.
That was a joke.
Mr. Wizard.
So anything else? Anything else? No, take that. That's a no. Okay. So I'll just kind of make my comments here and just kind of mix up the order of them. I do think Altamanu made us really think. They listened to the community. They created a vision for this asset. This is really one of our signature parks in this community. Some level comparative to, you know, the what you would expect at something like a Ravinia Park or at a Botanic Garden, maybe not to the high level, the Ferrari or Maserati level, but kind of more so than most of our typical parks. This is something that, and I think this captures the essence of what the head of the Historical Society said, what Debbie Dresner said about being reflective. It was a very elegant design, and I think that's appropriate for the community. And I was pleased, you know, to see that it was very elegant, very very genteel. If I could go to the second page, what do you think? I think we're all in agreement that it was directionally it was the right direction. I think the second question we ask is how do we finance it and what kind of timing on that. And I think here we have some some discussion to happen. My personal thought is, I think if this is an important enough park, and because it's not broken, that we do it right. And if that means that we say we budget a little money and we squirrel it away in Fund 73, which doesn't exist yet, and we build up some other fund, and then eventually, either over the course of a few years, we have the money to do some of this, or we get a private donor. I love the idea which Steve talked about, which is engaging the community and to make this something that that the community gets behind. I do think there may be some private donors in Glencoe would see this as a phenomenal opportunity for a once in a multi-generation way to preserve their family's legacy. And so, but I also think that I think the lessons we've learned is that to the extent that the board has a pretty good idea of what we would like to see there and then present this is what we're trying to finance, I think that puts us in a much better position than if the amenities are driven by the donor. And I think we all learn that. And so I think we didn't intend to do it this way, but I kind of like the outcome of this. I think way back when we did the strategic roadmap in 2011, one of the things the board then talked about is the idea of painting a picture of what we'd like to see somewhere and then using it as an opportunity to build community support. And fortunately, I think we got the time to do that and to get donor support. So the outcome of how this is actually playing out, I think, is wonderful. And I think if we use the time we have, and so maybe we don't do something, let's assume we don't do something this fall.
Right.
That gives us another year. So instead of just kind of like, okay, we'll think about that next year, use that time proactively to create a task force to involve board and some alum and some other friends in the community, a former presidents only, thank you very much. And that's a joke. I'm happy to participate. In fact, I'd love to participate. And to really kind of get this to gel. So I think that's my thought. In terms of referendum, my thought is, and I've had conversations with other community leaders who ask me, when does the financing for this facility start to kind of wind down? Is that like 2092 or something?
2026.
2026.
So we got good 10 years.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So we refunded.
Let's put it this way.
2015.
The closer for the bluff, which could be a big dollar thing. The closer we get to that 2026 number, so we're not financing this building and the bluff. The less of an overlap we have, the better. And that's going to determine based upon what we get, what we learn about the bluff. So that's my comments about that.
May I ask a quick question related to that to Chris and Lisa?
What
do we know about the bluff?
Let me just finish, okay?
Because
there's somebody in the New York Times taking note of who interrupts who. So thank you very much. Let me just finish. So real quick on the other thing. So I have opinions about go back to the first page about the other. Thoughts. I like the comments about the east versus the west in terms of you don't want to make the west major entryways. Although I love the Glencoe limestone idea when you brought that up at that meeting, that was to me one of the best ideas.
Well, let's credit Jens Jensen for trying to make that whole thing.
To me, that is the design element that transcends the whole community. But I do agree with Commissioner Brooks that I think we could be a little bit more aggressive in terms of having some paths to the park. That said, other than the main path along the bluff, which probably to me would be colored granite or something, because I didn't like any of the things we saw, and I don't want to walk on those little stones that are going to fall apart, and you're going to have a hell of a time cleaning the snow. But crushed granite where it's kind of almost dirt-like, and I've seen that in Highland Park parks, some sort of a few more paths that kind of meander, and maybe they don't go all the way, but a little bit more aggressive, I think it'd be okay. As long as it's done tastefully and quietly and keeps that over, that Glen feel to it, if you will. Traditional playground or pods, your comments very apropos in terms of having multiple kids. I did have the opportunity to take someone who was 15 months over to the little tot lot, and he loved it. And then the 15-month-old by himself decided when we were going back to our house, cut across the park. So he imagined in his own mind a winding path in the middle of the that I've never done in 30 years. So that was interesting. 15-year-olds had figured this out better than us. And then, you know, a couple other things, too, just real quick. You know, I think you want to think about, so we have a lot of benches. I didn't see those in the designs. Where do the picnic tables go? I kind of almost like to see them maybe clustered. If we have a few more paths in the park, kind of cluster the picnic areas a little bit so that there's some sort of logical place for them to go. Right now, they're just kind of scattered around. But overall, and then, of course, bike racks and kiosk placement and signage, thank you very much. But I was really impressed with the overall, the elegance of the design, and I really want to commend this board and staff for bringing out to Manu and this board for approving that. And, puts us in an interesting position now to decide what do we do next. And so with that, so now I'm done. What I'd like to do for the last few minutes is to talk about where do we go from here. What direction do we want to give staff in terms of where we go next? What direction to give to Altima News? So I'm going to kind of go back along and keep comments like a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and let's have some sort of a discussion.
Amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Make one quick clarification on referendum bonds versus non-referendum bonds?
Yes.
Okay, so just so everybody's clear. So the Ticket Center and the Watts both were referendum bonds, meaning we went to the community to ask them to vote, and did they approve for bonds to be issued to do the projects? Because at the time we had no non-referendum bonding authority.
We do not.
Back in 1991, when the tax cap went into effect, state of Illinois looked at the tax extension for the bond and interest fund, because we've always funded our capital through the corporate fund, transferring a portion of that extension for our capital. We didn't have an extension. So we were one of 13 park district agencies that basically got screwed because we didn't have a bond and interest extension. Basically, it was not until maybe 6 or 7 years ago, they renewed the non-referendum bonding authority for those 13 agencies in Illinois, park districts. And it went back and it looked at the 1994 extension. There was something with 1994 of how they came up to what that amount would be. So as of today, we have the ability to basically pay out of bond and interest. It's about $250,000 to make an interest payment every year, non-referendum, meaning we don't have to go to vote.
Would you support a bond of how big?
So that would probably be about a $3.5 million issue. Okay.
And that's something you felt might be appropriate for the works area.
So that's one thing, you said, it's not going to get the referendum approval because even though there's a great value to it, people want to see something that is going to be a focal part of the park district. So then, on top of that, is still referendum bonding authority up to a certain percentage of our EAV less any outstanding bonds that we have. So right now we're outstanding about $8.4 million primarily. Most of it is related to this community center. Okay? There's about 10 years left on the maturity of that. One thing that will happen in December of 2020 is the Watts debt drops off. So right now, it was matured over a 20-year period. It's not great, but it's something that you would like to time any
it's
type
an offset.
Of,
that's perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
So just to keep that in mind.
So can we go back to the other slide? Because I think the next question, we all like the plan in terms of financing and timing, because I think that's the real next question. That's the fundamental question before we start talking about tennis courts or the. What do you guys think about that? Is there some direction?
Can I respond with something?
Commissioner Gaines. Yes,
almost foundational to doing any of this. So we're talking financing, or we're talking about going out to the community for donations of a significant nature. To do either of those, we have to have a plan. We don't know what we're financing without a plan. We can't go to prospective neighbors and find what their interest would be without having a plan. I think it's important for this board to direct staff to continue to flesh out what do we want to do with Lakefront Park. Could there be an adjustment made with the what with the bluff edge path as we're doing some bluff work in the future? Yes, we might find that we're going to bring the path away. But that's one component that doesn't really affect continuing to flesh out this overall design thing. I wasn't at all upset that we didn't have benches in the design and signs. We're not anywhere close to that yet. That will come together as we, but I think we need to continue working on a design so that we can start to understand what our finances were going to be to develop a timetable to build this in phases.
Got it. Commissioner Brooks.
Now, there's two sets of questions for a reason. They're tied together. I mean, what do we phase in when we don't know what it is we're approving or not approving? Something is basic, and it sounds like minutia. Do you want a tennis court or not? Well, it's part of the plan. What are we approving, and what are we budgeting for? I think our first question is, when is that bluff? What is your professional opinion of when we're really going to need to deal with that bluff?
That's the $2.5 million question.
It is, you know, right?
Is that all it's going to cost?
Well, you know, and we were talking about this today.
Yeah, we were.
I mean, you know, we know that the situation that our bluff is in is not something that happened overnight. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've been working at having for decades. So for us, I think it would really be, it wouldn't be prudent to talk about numbers until we have an assessment done. Because we may get out there and we may find that things are in significantly more favorable condition than we thought. We may find that, you know, we have to do renovations on 40% of the infrastructure. Or we may find that it's that doomsday scenario. We just don't know. So I think that while we talk about the bluff, we really have to look at the whole thing and not just, you know, what we did in the 90s, which was more of a landscaping, or what we're doing year after year, which is tuck pointing and kind of that very, very visible work. We have to look at footings, we have to look at drainage, we really have to capture everything that we can in 2017.
So what Chris is saying is we have to do assessment before we can give you any answer to how much that would cost.
So what I'm hearing, and I'm just going to throw out a working hypothesis, and then you guys can like stick pins into it, because I'd love to stick pins to the things I say, but thank you very much. The working hypothesis is that we're still in an early phase with planning around the Lakefront Park, and we have some preliminary plans, but they're not fleshed out, and we're going to need time to flush those out. And because of that, and with the timing that the original thought was to do something this fall, that unless we kind of get a hurry up quick, let's kind of decide something, we're not going to be able to do that. So first of all, if we can get some sort of consensus on that working hypothesis, I think that would help step. That's kind of what I'm hearing. As much as it pains me because we're already doing five projects, I'd love to do six, right? I mean, really. But it seems like we've kind of reached some sort of a invisible wall here. And at the same time, so if we're not doing it this fall, then the earliest we'd be doing it is a year from now, and then we'll have to the board will have to make another decision sometime during the course of the year. Are we ready to do it? Do we have funding? Do we have a donor? Do we have this? Do we have that? What's the bluff? So there's a lot of unanswered questions which the board is going to need time to address. By pushing it out a year, it's going to give this topic some time to breathe, and so. We are able to think slow in such a way to kind of make some of the right decisions. Maybe we'll be ready to do it. The board will be ready to do it a year from now. Maybe not, but it doesn't seem like we're ready.
Can I make a recommendation?
Year. Yes.
This is what I'm hearing from. If I synopsis everything.
Yes.
I totally agree. I don't think the board wants to rush into this project, and since nothing is of danger down there, we do not want to do anything. So my recommendation is maybe to use some of the money that we have set aside for this year to start the bluff assessment this year, and I don't know how fast we could get someone. It might go into next year, but let's move up the bluff assessment a little bit earlier, so that way that addresses Steve's concern about any work that we're doing up top would affect what's happening in the bluff. Okay, that'll give us a little more idea. In the meantime, I think this committee has to decide an overall master plan of this project, so they really have to come to terms about tennis court, no tennis court, play pod, playgrounds, whatever. Let's get a design and entryways and everything. So that way, in the meantime, the board can, the president can assign a task force or a committee or whatever to look at possibility of fundraising and what that would look like. So that's a whole other discussion of what that would look like to raise funds for this. And then
you're right, Lisa. We can't do any of the things we say we're doing until we know what we want to do and how much it's going
right,
to cost.
Right.
And so the bluff piece of it is important. I brought it up a couple of meetings ago because I thought, wait, is any of this going to be affected by the bluff project?
And we don't know.
At the time,
so
we don't really know.
Yeah.
But we need to know because it makes absolutely no sense to do this along the bluff renovation.
Right.
To be destroyed 2 years later
right.
with a bluff project.
So if we move it back up, then we get the bluff assessment. Just know that there may be some kind of a little bit danger if the playground fails. And that just happens, and we'll just do it as our planning approaches.
And the playground
and then,
can go away for a year if that happens.
That could totally happen.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. So that way we would have that committee that can, again, look for if you want to do legacy donors and talk more about funding. I do know that... I don't think we would be able to do this whole project just with our capital fund, 69. Okay, so if you say, well, let's throw away money into a separate fund, we have so much capital projects, as you know, playgrounds, pathways, wildfire sanctuaries, so many other elements that already exist in our park that needs addressing also. We cannot take all of our capital money and throw it into Lakefront Park and just say, who cares about the rest of the park or the rest of the needs that were identified in our master plan? So, you know, just to think, oh, maybe we can just sack away money in 3 years to do the park. I'm just going to be very honest with you. I don't think that's a really realistic approach to make. You could just do minor changes, like we talked about, and just do the playground and the tennis courts and pathway if that's what the board decides, without a doubt. But doing that whole magic, beautiful master plan would not... probably be something we could save up for. We could, but it would probably take 10 years.
So
a suggestion was made that we take that $400,000, we may need that for other projects. My concern is that's what a playground will fail and we'll say, oh, we'll just take this lakefront money and spend it.
You keep on saying that. You keep on kicking the can.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and is there a way of determining as a board that we're not going to take that lakefront?
Well, Lisa, I think the board already determined that at the last committee meeting when they directed that we will do nothing with Jefferson and Vernon until the next capital projects meeting.
Front money
no,
on other
we might just, I don't know when we had the bluff engineer, and it was the next year that we had in the budget.
Yes.
So we might take some of that money for the bluff engineer, but then we would take the money we have budgeted next year and put it into that. So that might be a good use of money is to get working on that portion. So that's, from what I'm hearing, that kind of sounds like what I would recommend.
So I get Commissioner Underdock about to say something.
I agree 100%. I just want to make sure that we, as we take a look at the bluff, we also don't forget to take a look at the drainage issues and the drainage engineering on top of
that. Would be all part of it. That's all part of it, Dudley, without a doubt.
And then, you know, the engineer was talking about these wicking things.
Yes, that's all part of it.
And all that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if we were lucky enough, we can stabilize the top so we don't have to spend a lot of extra money. But I'm not a soils engineer to do that.
Okay.
So, what I'd like to do, and then we'll have final comments, is kind of direct staff to I don't know what the right term is, but to delay implementation of the Lakefront Park, any plans that were originally for the fall, and to push it out a year, in addition to direct staff to work with the board and the consultants to flush out more final, complete plans for Lakefront Park with community input, taking into account where we are with the bluff and other related issues, and have the board and staff sometime in the next year address where we are at that time, and to continue the active process of moving this project. This is a 2 or 3 year project, and I want to commend staff for even bringing it to our attention in the first place. The easiest thing in the world would have just to drop this off the original list, because we've got so many other things going on right now. So adding this to the project, to our project list, what was an additional lift, a lot more meetings, a lot more involvement. I think it got us thinking, multi-year project this looks like, but again, commend staff and the board for being forward enough thinking to even be able to bring it to the table, because that's how things get done. So that's my directive.
With that said, I don't think I'm going to bring anything back to Altamanu until we have another meeting, whenever that will
be.
Maybe
another
it's after.
Meeting.
Yeah. We'd have to discuss
Lakefront
Park. I'd like
to ask the commissioners and staff to have some firm decisions and options on where they want the tennis court space or the tennis courts to be in that. That's a large space, and we have to give Altamanu some direction.
With a lot of things,
future.
Yes. With if you want it more winding pathways, that's something definitely that from the community meeting, I didn't take away that as a desire, but that would be great if we bring it back and say, hey, the board really feels strongly that we want more winding. We know the community meeting says something else. So, you know, that's just, we just have to talk a little bit more before we bring anything back to Altamanu or
so
have them redesign anything.
This on the agenda for the committee again.
Right. In the future, yes.
This committee is going to continue discussing this and continue kind of working
right.
this through.
Yes, absolutely.
Some
okay.
sort of a pretty clear idea. And then once that clear idea, that's an opportunity to go back to the community.
So what I'm hearing was we're going to move ahead with a Bluff Geotech this year as opposed to next year. Okay, that's a good takeaway. And then we'll have another meeting to discuss Lakefront Park.
We're going to delay Lakefront Park. We're not going to do it this fall.
Yes. Yeah. I do have one other before we adjourn, is that I believe I talked to you about that we, you weren't there. Take a parking is taking a little bit long because the board asked to do more of a master plan for this site also for parking issues. So they weren't able to have anything done by this meeting. So they're looking, and they wouldn't be able to have anything done by May 2nd. I originally suggested May 9th, but actually I have board orientation training, so that's not going to work. So is there any possibility to do that discussion of committee meeting about take a parking at the May 16th board meeting, either before or after it, knowing that we'll have new board members being sworn in on that day? After?
So wait, because not having the May 9th meeting?
No, because I have...
So is there a May 2 meeting?
So May 9th is off.
He gets to go.
May 9th is gone.
That's like the involuntary.
Yeah, so I want to know if we want to have it, if we could have a committee meeting to discuss the parking lot after the board meeting. The board meeting agenda in May is usually pretty light, except for all the kudos to the... But then know that that then kicks it to the new board.
I have about an hour-long manifesto to read.
And just a reminder that we do have a special board meeting on May 2nd.
What's the topic?
The special board meeting is to approve the bids for West and Astor because we are in a very tight time frame.
Right.
We will also be saying goodbye to Seth at that meeting because he has a work commitment on the 16th and he cannot attend that board meeting. And then immediately following that, we're going to be talking about the fitness operations because, believe it or not, we have to start talking about fees and stuff because we are working on our fall brochure.
Part of the
board meeting?
It would be a special. It's a committee meeting
special
after the board meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
But what do you want? You want a committee meeting after the board meeting?
On the 16th.
After or before?
Whichever one you want. So the board meeting starts at 7:00, so we can do it either before or after, whichever you prefer. Okay. On the 16th.
If you guys want to do it before, I'm fine.
Fine with before.
That's fine. I'm gonna.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, so I just have to confirm with Altamanu and make sure they're able to make that meeting because they have to present at that meeting. So six, it would have to be 6:00. It's going to take an hour. Yes, it'll take at least an hour. So 6:00.
Okay, matters
the 16th?
From the public.
I do have a couple of comments on
yes.
the front park, if you don't mind. Many of the comments I heard were spot on, and I just want to emphasize a few things and crystallize a few
Please.
Things. Maybe a story is the best way to do this. Imagine you're thinking that you put a binding bid in to buy a house, and you have young children, and there's a tree right on the property line that is a beautiful tree, and your neighbor says, I'm so thrilled that you're moving in, and guess what? I have this idea for a brilliant playhouse in this tree that both of our kids will enjoy. And you think to yourself, that's just wonderful. Look at these plans. This is amazing. But at the same time, you don't know if you haven't done your inspection yet. You don't know if your basement's leaking or if you've got asbestos in your house or you're not even sure if you are going to do an addition or not. And so it seems premature to make a decision about the treehouse without knowing whether you're going to have to jack up the foundation of your house. Right? So I totally agree with the, let's figure out the bluff. before we do massive changes to the park. Having said that, one of the tools that we often use with our clients in my consulting business is to phase things, but in a different way than we've been talking about so far. So we might think about whether there are some, we often call them no regrets moves, right? Are there things that we could put in a bucket of tasks that either aren't very costly or we know we're going to want to do in any plan? I'm not suggesting this is an answer, but by way of example, one of the ideas from the park was that we move some of the trees so that they're more clustered and there's some open spaces and some more denser areas. Maybe that's something where we say, Chris, over the next 3 years, as opportunity arises, when the staff's not busy doing other stuff, maybe they move a tree or two. You know, not next to the bluff, but in the back. It might also be useful to think about some things that are urgent or necessary that we, you know, maybe it doesn't cost $450,000, but what, you know, do we want to invest $100,000 this year, or maybe it's $100,000 next year to do things that really are going to keep that park going for another 5 years? And then finally, this comes back to my story a little bit. Several of you have talked about the need to update the master plan, or to at least revisit it over the summer.
Yeah, we revisit it every year. Yeah. not update it.
This seems to fall right in the sweet spot of that, because you can't make a decision about spending over $1 million on Lakefront Park unless you're sure that Lakefront Park is your highest priority.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, this committee, I mean, I think we got to kind of some core elements and sorted out what sequence we have to make decisions on and what's important, what do we have to do first. And sometimes that's kind of how this thing works, right? And I think commend the committee members and the commissioners for being willing to roll up our sleeves and kind of deal with this as if we're at the kitchen table and talk it through and look at it from all different angles and come up with a agreed upon approach on behalf of the community. I think we did a good job tonight. So thank you. Thanks, staff. Are there any other comments from the public? If not, I'd like the motion to adjourn. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Okay, I say that's unanimous. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.